This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Local health departments and senior service agencies are working to assist older adults and get the word out about registration for the COVID-19 vaccine. In Ohio and Kentucky, certain older adults can now get the COVID-19 vaccine. So let's talk about that. Joining Cincinnati Edition to discuss, our Northern Kentucky Health Department District Director of Health, Dr. Lynn Sadler. Dr. Sadler, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
We also have with us Hamilton County Public Health Commissioner Greg Kesterman. Greg, welcome.
Thanks for having me on today.
And Council on Aging of Southwestern Ohio Program Operations Vice President Ken Wilson. Ken, welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Thank you. Good to be with you today.
We're glad to have you. And if you're listening and you have questions about seniors' access to COVID-19 vaccines, give us a call at 513-419-7100. You can also email your thoughts, questions, concerns, and comments to talk at wvxu.org or find us on Facebook or Twitter. We'll look for your comments and your tweets there. Dr. Sadler, before we dive into the vaccine conversation, I think it's important we discuss the news that came out last week. Governor Beshear announced in Kentucky that there were two confirmed cases of COVID-19 involving what's been called the UK variant. And the next day we learned that those two cases were in Kenton County here in northern Kentucky. What can you tell us about those two cases and the concern you might have about that?
So there's not a lot I can share about those two specific cases, but to suffice it to say that we have done our contact tracing, but the investigation is ongoing as we try to make sure that we have found all the contacts and they are in quarantine and dealing with that situation. But the UK variant itself, we know, is more transmissible. It's more contagious. Is not necessarily more virulent. But what we're concerned about is we know it will tend to spread more readily. And therefore, people who are at higher risk of serious complications may end up contracting this particular variant that is starting to circulate here in the region. So we are telling people there's a renewed sense of urgency that people are being very consistent in taking those preventive measures that we know work, the wearing face masks, social distancing, avoiding gatherings, washing your hands, and if you're ill, stay home, get tested for COVID, find out exactly what you have, and stay away from others.
Greg, have we seen any of these variants appear in Hamilton County?
No, we have not seen any in Hamilton County nor the state of Ohio at this time.
And I'm going to ask, because we're seeing other named variants, named for the countries, I guess, where they're believed to have emerged, South Africa, Brazil. And there are questions arising based on the new vaccines and their efficacy on these variants that are emerging. Greg, what are you learning about this vaccine effort as it relates to the variants that we're learning about as well?
You know, unfortunately, with COVID, everything we learn is just brand new. So while we don't have a lot of data yet with the new variants, it's believed that the vaccines should still be effective in keeping you healthy. But the truth is, what Dr. Sadler just shared has been the message since February, over a year ago. We want people to continue to social distance, wear your masks, and wash your hands, because we know that this will be effective in the control of disease here in our county and state.
Dr. Sadler, do we know that these mutations, these variants emerge when a virus like this is so widespread? Is that what causes this?
Well, viruses in general are continually mutating, and so this virus is acting like every other virus acts, many of the mutations don't really make much of a difference, but there are a few that are circulating in around the globe right now that are particularly being watched because they act differently than the ones that we're used to seeing, and the UK variant is an example of one of those.
And now we'll start talking about the access to vaccines involving the older populations in Ohio and Kentucky. Again, we're joined by Dr. Lynn Sadler from the Northern Kentucky Health Department and Greg Kesterman from the Hamilton County Public Health Department, and also from the Council on Aging of Southwestern Ohio, the Program Operations Vice President Ken Wilson. Ken, the older members of our population are mostly now able to sign up and get in line for the COVID-19 vaccine. But we are hearing that there are some challenges with that, not just with availability, but with the technical aspect of that. Ken, what are you hearing from people that you serve at the Council on Aging of Southwestern Ohio about challenges they might be facing in accessing the vaccine?
Yeah, it's a challenge. There's a limited number of vaccines that are out there, and there are a lot of people that are wanting to take the vaccine. And understandably, older adults are anxious to get their vaccines because they've been adversely impacted by COVID-19, representing 67% of the hospitalizations and 93% of the deaths. I'm encouraging older adults to be patient, but also be persistent with signing up for vaccines. And it's a decentralized process. So there's not one place to go. There are multiple vaccination options out there in the community, including health systems, hospitals, public health, and private pharmacies as well, each with their own sign-up process. And seniors do struggle with this. Some of these systems require online registrations, but fortunately, we've seen improvements over the last week, and more of these options are available with a phone call.
So is your organization, Ken, trying to supplement some of these challenges by offering assistance?
Yes. For seniors who are having difficulty navigating the system, we encourage them to call us at Council on Aging. We also, in our community, have United Way 211 that's available also to help any senior that doesn't have access to a computer to give us a call, and we'll help you navigate and understand that process.
Greg, what is the state of vaccines in Ohio right now? What is the age group that is eligible as of noon on Monday?
So this week we are working on anyone who is 70 years and up, and we are continuing then our process for vaccinating those that fell previous week. So 75 and 80 year olds are still able to get vaccinated this week as well.
And Dr. Sadler, what's the story in Kentucky?
Here in Kentucky, we are really continuing to focus on the 70 and over group to get vaccinated.
So at this point, on both sides of the river, people 70 and up are eligible. Dr. Sadler, what are you hearing on the Kentucky side? Are there challenges being faced by seniors in our community there in signing up and gaining access to one of these shots?
So we started early on working with our area development district, who is the Council on Aging, in planning for the seniors who we know are not going to be able to come to a vaccination clinic. And so that process has started here. But in the meantime, for the vaccination clinics that are open for this age group, we have always provided a phone number as well as the registration links, because we know adult children of people 70 and older have also been advocating and working on behalf of their parents to get vaccinated through the technology. The challenges with the phone, because we recognized early on everyone is not going to be able to use technology, there are so many people in this age group who are very eager to get vaccinated, and I am so glad about that. But it just blows up our circuits every time we announce we have slots open for the week, and it is very difficult to get to and through all the callers that are calling in who want to get an appointment.
Greg, on the Ohio side, what are you hearing from members of our senior community or their caregivers and loved ones?
So similar to what Ken was sharing, you know, it is a little bit fragmented. We have in Hamilton County right now about 50 providers that are getting vaccine to those that are 70 and above. And it is important that if you want the best opportunity to get vaccinated, that you reach out to each of those providers. The number Ken referenced, 211 for that number is a great resource, and I really recommend folks use it. It's the United Way, and they can help walk you through the process for getting on these various lists. For folks that come to our website, which is hcph.org, we do have a registration list. And once you're registered on our website, we reach out to you to let you know when it's your turn. Our teams are actually calling those individuals that qualify and setting appointments up. And it's been a great process, and the folks that we're talking to are just so thankful for the opportunity to get vaccine.
If you're listening and want that information in your own files, you can go to wvxu.org, click on the Cincinnati Edition tab, and we've got all those phone numbers and websites listed in today's segment post. 513-419-7100 is the number to call to join our conversation today. I want to read an email we received from Samantha. She writes, quote, "My mother is 77 years old and has a heart condition. Now that she is eligible for the vaccine, I looked up providers for Hamilton County on the state website. Nearly all are Kroger Pharmacy. When I try to schedule an appointment online, every location gives me the same message: no appointments available. When I try to call, the recording says they can't make appointments over the phone. How do I get her vaccinated?" Greg, I imagine you're going to say the same thing. Check out 211, perhaps.
Yeah. So, if you do have an adult child that's able to use the internet, or anybody who's capable of using the internet, I would recommend they hop to our website. There are about 10 different websites that you can check out. Ours is a great one to get on, but we only have a little bit of the vaccine at the health department. But there are also CVS pharmacies. Each of the five large hospitals in Hamilton County are scheduling patients, and they all have phone numbers that you can use, and you do not have to be their patient to get vaccinated with them. So don't give up. If Kroger's doesn't have a spot for you, there are many other spots that you can get vaccinated, and I would encourage you to try them all.
Samantha goes on to write, "My husband works for the Cincinnati Public Library at an urban branch location. He has to buy his own KN95 masks because they only provide paper masks that aren't even surgical grade. While other frontline workers and Cincinnati Public School staff are getting priority for vaccination, library staff are required to work in close proximity with the public and many unsupervised children every day, yet they get no consideration for the vaccine. This makes no sense." Again, that's an email from Samantha. Greg, this decision isn't made at the local level, right?
That's correct. Decisions on which priority groups get to go next are decided by the Ohio Department of Health and the Ohio Governor, Mike DeWine. And it's important to realize he has listed kind of two major priorities right now. We know that those individuals that are over the age of 65 represent 85% of the deaths in Ohio. And so he's really focused on those seniors that are at most risk. In addition, he wants to get school children back into school. He knows that there is a long-term implications for kids not being in school, and so he's prioritized schools. That said, we know there are many other essential workers, including library workers, law enforcement, grocery store folks, that are not yet eligible for vaccine in Ohio, and he is well aware and working hard to make sure that those individuals do eventually get prioritized.
Dr. Sadler, on the Kentucky side, we heard Governor Andy Beshear say earlier in January that by February 1, which is today, they were going to be moving into the Phase 1C, which includes all essential workers, people even in my line of work here in the media who would have been able to start signing up. That has not been updated, so it looks like we've not moved on to that level yet. What are you hearing about when people who might not yet be designated in Phases 1A or 1B might start to be able to sign up?
The folks who are in Phase 1C here in Kentucky, which includes people 60 and over, people who are 16 and over, who have certain medical conditions, and essential workers, as you mentioned, Michael, has not started today. And I think that was a laudable goal. But without sufficient supplies of vaccine coming from the federal government to the state, for the state to push out to us at the local level, we have not been able to quite meet that goal at this point in time. But we are making considerable progress and moving forward through the 70 and over, which really is the last part of our Phase 1B before we move into 2-1-C. And as more vaccine becomes available to the state and then pushed out to the locals, as you may have seen, the governor has started implementing regional high-volume vaccination sites throughout Kentucky. He'll be announcing more this coming week in other parts of Kentucky. Hopefully that'll include northern Kentucky this week for next week. I think we're going to continue moving forward as quickly as we possibly can. It may take us a few more weeks to get into the 1Cs and transition in that direction, but we definitely have to make sure that we take our highest risk folks who are more likely to be hospitalized and unfortunately die from this virus and make sure that we have reached all of them as quickly as possible.
That's Dr. Lynn Sadler, District Director of Health at the Northern Kentucky Health Department. We're also joined by Greg Kesterman, the Hamilton County Public Health Commissioner, and Council on Aging of Southwestern Ohio Program Operations Vice President Ken Wilson. Ken, we know how hard this virus has been on the older population. And as you noted just moments ago, most of the hospitalization and certainly most of the deaths. Now that the vaccines are here and that population has been prioritized to get that first shot. Is there a better sense of relief? I imagine there must have been a lot of fear at some point.
You know, I think there's a lot of hope because we've already seen in many of the nursing homes and assisted living facilities that began receiving vaccinations back in December. We're seeing less cases in those communities. And, you know, now we want to get all of the seniors vaccinated. And we're doing everything we can as a community to get vaccine out to individuals, out to senior buildings and other venues to vaccinate as many seniors as possible. And we're working really hard to eliminate barriers as a community. For example, last week we started a transportation program for anyone, any senior who cannot get to their vaccine site. We will arrange and provide transportation to that individual.
Let's turn to the phone lines now. We have Betty on the line. Hi, Betty. What's your question or comment?
I just wanted to mention I was able to get a last-minute appointment last week. I'm 76, and I had gone online, so this is helpful for anybody who's comfortable with being online and who has time flexibility and can get to a site. I had gone on the coronavirus, you know, ohio.gov, and of course, all the places it showed, and I went in, and they were all, well, this was earlier last week, so I had heard, I had asked a person at a Kroger's pharmacy, and she said, well, everything's online, but we don't do next week until Friday, so I thought, well, I wonder if I could get on midnight Thursday, or do I have to get on early Friday, but whatever, for next week, but I happened to get on, because I was just fiddling around on the computer, Thursday evening, about 9:15, and I went on the same sites, and it popped up. It showed the first Kroger's that was closest to me, and they had appointments available. And I was stunned for the next day, for Friday. And I was able to get an appointment at 9:30 Thursday night for 3 o'clock Friday. And what happened when I went in, and I said to the nurse when she was giving me my shot, I said, I'm amazed I was able to get in. So, you know, the next day, and she said, well, what happened was I had to cancel 7 appointments because people had signed up who were not eligible. So she had spent Thursday evening going through and canceling out people who weren't eligible, and that's what opened the spots.
Oh, wow. That is so interesting.
So if you can get on the computer, you know, each evening, it would certainly wouldn't hurt.
You have to just do some legwork.
Apparently, people are signing up who aren't in the right category.
Well, Betty, we're glad you got in and thankful that you listened and shared your thoughts with us and your experience. And good luck out there. And we'll look forward to hearing from you after your second shot. Thanks so much for the call and thanks for listening. Let's go now to Carl. We have Carl here. What's your question or comment?
It's just frustrating. I've been vaccinated once and I was emailed about getting a second, but I haven't been able to get through for my second. I feel fortunate to have my first vaccine. But I'm wondering whether the public health guests are frustrated as well with this sort of crazy quilt approach to public health and whether Medicare for All or a national health service like they do in Europe or Israel, I know, is 30% vaccinated and well on their way to full vaccination in the next 3 months. And also as public health officials, I heard in certain states they're being threatened by the work they do, whether they can comment on that.
Carl, just if you don't mind, how long ago did you receive your first shot?
I'm due for my, it was 4 weeks ago.
And you haven't gotten the second one yet?
And it's Moderna, yeah.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Carl. We do appreciate that. Let's go to Greg Kesterman. He's the Hamilton County Public Health Commissioner. I believe we read that within 3 to 4 weeks, you should be getting that second shot. Is that right?
Yeah, so it depends on the type of vaccine that you're getting. If you got the Pfizer vaccine, you should get your second shot about 21 days after the first. And if you get Moderna, it should be about 28 days after. The Centers for Disease Control said both shots, it's acceptable to get your shot up to 4 days early and up to 6 weeks late. Now, that doesn't mean, I mean, we should generally try to shoot for that 21 or 28 day period, but it's still acceptable to get it late. So I think for folks that are having a little bit of difficulty getting it exactly on day 28, remember there is a little bit of wiggle room there. Each of the providers that are giving vaccine out are also scheduling second appointments, and that process is very it varies depending on which provider you're using, but there should be an opportunity for everyone to get their second shot of vaccine here in Ohio.
We got an email from Marianne who writes, I urge your listeners to watch or listen to today's White House COVID-19 response team briefing. The information today directly addresses many of the issues you and your guests are discussing today in clear, easy to understand terms. Also an email from Mark, quote, my own parents received their first COVID-19 vaccination last week. With a little legwork, we were able to get them an appointment at Kroger Pharmacy. TriHealth has been very good about reaching out to patients to get them appointments. Our parents suffered no side effects with their first shot. The only concerning issue is that Kroger Pharmacy does not make patients an appointment for the second shot. So we will have to put in more laptop time trying to get them an appointment for their second shot at the 4-week time frame. Dr. Sadler, are we seeing issues? And we've only got about a minute left. Are we seeing issues related to getting access to the second shot?
Well, here in Northern Kentucky, in Kentucky in general, they send out first dose shots separate from the allocation of second dose shots. And so there's a different process for getting your second shots. Initially, we were emailing people when they were due to set up their second shot appointment. And now we've gone to giving them their second dose appointment right before they leave from their first dose appointment. And so far things are going okay, and we're starting second dose shots next week.
Dr. Lynn Sadler from the Northern Kentucky Health Department, Greg Kesterman from the Hamilton County Public Health Department, and Ken Wilson from the Council on Aging of Southwestern Ohio. I do appreciate the time all three of you gave us. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Good to be with you.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.